Let's welcome our next guest as our team coverage of the convention in Cleveland continues. It's WBEN's own Brian Mazurowski. Brian, after watching members of the New York delegation to the convention last night become angrier and angrier and moving around in their seats when it became evident that Ted Cruz was not about to endorse Donald Trump, I'm wondering if they were going to throw something at Cruz next.
You know what? It's a good thing that the stage is pretty high up and that there's a barrier, because they might have. I thought it was, coming from a pro wrestling fan, I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Because it was like, everyone says that politics is like wrestling. It's a big soap opera at times. That was, I guess that proved it right there, because nobody expected Ted Cruz to do that. Everyone was expecting some sort of endorsement, and he basically turned into a bad guy in the matter of minutes in front of the crowd. He went from standing ovation to basically an arena full of boos. It was pretty amazing to watch, and everyone was either dumbfounded or angry, depending on what you were there for. After Cruz's speech,
you know, this whole convention, it couldn't be scripted. Every night has gone, you know, its own way. But somebody on our text line is asking this morning, why did they have Cruz speak at all? Do you even know?
Hey, I was wondering the same thing. You know, when you invite a guy to speak who you spent months and months and months calling Lion Ted, what do you expect is really going to happen? I guess they expected that he was going to make the endorsement. There must have been some sort of deal there, because I really can't think of a reason why he would need to speak.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I guess we need to question the wisdom of putting Ted Cruz on that podium after the way he's treated Donald Trump. Let me ask you this. Brian, after Donald Trump's grand entrance to Cleveland yesterday afternoon, because we watched that video, you have to wonder about the glamour and glitz that will likely be included tonight when he's introduced to accept the nomination.
You know what? When he came out on Monday to introduce his wife, Melania, a lot of people took notice to the way he took the stage. Just the silhouette of Donald Trump, it looked like there was some fog in the background, and then he stepped out. That paled in comparison to yesterday. Everybody's waiting outside by the stadium the Cleveland Browns play in. He zips over the water in his Trump jet. Then he circles the area a few times in the Trump helicopter. He's got Pavarotti playing in the background. I've never seen anything like that for a politician before. The opera music in the background really put it over the top for me. People there loved it, though, and I wouldn't expect anything different tonight.
And we talked to Michael Caputo. He said a jetpack. That's the only thing left.
A jetpack? You know what? I didn't even think about that, but like I said, I wouldn't be surprised. It's tough to figure out what you do in the stadium. There was rumors before that he was thinking they would do this where the Browns played, and he could make some sort of helicopter entrance. That's obviously not going to happen, but you can tell what his mindset is here.
Okay, WBEN's Brian Mazurowski joining us live from Cleveland.